Good morning and aloha. It is an honor to be asked to speak with you as I am simply a lay member from Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Thank you very much. I wish to extend warmest best wishes to today's sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Roy and Amy Abe, whose parents, the late Mr. Shichiro and Mrs. Kikue Abe, whom I have known for many years. I cherish warm memories of them as they were role models to me. They attended Asaji or early morning Sunday services and were so gracious and generous of providing their time and energy to the success of many activities. I feel ever so grateful and arigatai to have known them. This morning, I would like to share my experiences and involvement with Project Dana, an interfaith volunteer caregiving program that is sponsored by Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. The project started in 1989, 28 years ago. Throughout the years as fellow Buddhists, we learned that Siddhartha Gautama's quest for the Dharma began with the problems of life sufferings and the realization to relieve sufferings for all people. The Eightfold Path, which I learned in Sunday school many years ago, is the moral code which helps us in the personal practice of Buddhism. This personal and spiritual approach becomes the six paramitas or perfections or bodhisattva practices that we strive for as we come in contact with each other in our precious life's existence. We cherish the ideal of Dana, one of the most beautiful perfections which lead to enlightenment. Dana means to share, to be helpful, to give our time and love to all. Interdependence, the interweaving of each and every life, one with another, one with all others, is basic as taught by Gautama Buddha. Active concern for others has more than 2,500 years been the Buddhist way of practicing the ever-yearning wish that all beings be well and happy. The Venerable Monshu Koshing Otani gave an inspiring address at his auspicious accession in April 1980 by saying, and I quote, "The Nembutsu follower is able to break out from the shell of isolation, egocentricity, and selfishness and become actively concerned with society and its well-being," unquote. Dr. George Tanabe, Professor Emeritus, Religion Department at the University of Hawaii, and presently Director of BDK or Bukkyo Dendo Kyokai in Hawaii, expounded on social and spiritual dharma at the Lay Association Convention in 1989. I clearly remember him saying the following: "If Buddhist temples would organize their members to provide services to society, we will be living up to the highest ideal of Buddhism by helping each other. By providing some service to society and our community, people will want to know more about Buddhism." Project Dana is an example of social and spiritual dharma. In our Hawaiian community, and even in continental America, we are known as Dana. Sometimes inquiries would come to the office to say, "Is this Project Dana?" When Dana is briefly explained, the response is, "Wow, that's nice." This word has now spread in Hawaii, particularly in interfaith volunteer caregiving. Today, Project Dana has evolved to become an interfaith volunteer caregiving program which supports the frail elderly, disabled persons, and family caregivers, and contributes to their well-being and dignity by enabling them to enjoy continuous independence in the environment of their choice. Dana is the inspiration of Project Dana, and volunteers' gift of time, energy, love, and compassion are being given without the desire for recognition or expressions of appreciation. Dana means to give all beings from a compassionate heart. It is a universal and meaningful act, and ultimately, it becomes a joy. The late Reverend Yoshin Okano, former resident minister of our temple, states that dana is an act of immense proposition. He further comments of the word dana in his book, entitled White Way o Shiroi Michi, "What I possess is not mine. Only in giving to others does it become mine." The late Mrs. Shimeji Kanazawa, an active member of Moiriri Honganji Mission, is the founder of Project Dana. Shem was a champion in our community, well known for devoting her time and energies in the promotion of policies and programs for older adults. She was one who was very well respected, not only in the state of Hawaii, but also nationally. When Shem attended her first meeting as an elected trustee representing Hawaii to the National Federation of Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers Incorporated in New York in May 1989, she was deeply impressed and touched with the assistance offered to those frail elderly by people of many religious faiths across the nation. She strongly felt the urgency and had the foresight to start a project with an initiative from a Buddhist group to reach out to the community. Formal approval was given by Moiriri Honganji's leadership as well as Honpo Honganji of Hawaii. The concept of Project Dana is to cooperatively assist the older adults by church or temple members helping each other, by temple members helping their families, relatives, their friends, and their neighboring communities. The project was given its name by the late Reverend Ruth Tabra, a well-known international Buddhist scholar and writer. Today, the heart and strength of Project Dana are the 850 volunteers of all ages who provide the support to the frail, elderly, disabled persons and family caregivers. Volunteers provide assistance with friendly home visits, respite time for family caregivers, transportation to church services, medical appointments, grocery shopping, banking, telephone visits, minor home repairs, some yard work, and home safety assessments to promote fall prevention. A special and unique program is offered to support family caregivers. It is an interfaith coalition composed of Buddhists, Catholic, United Church of Christ, Methodist, and private nonprofit organizations. Annually, assistance is provided to more than 1,200 frail elders. Each church site has a devoted volunteer coordinator, and training and education are offered for the volunteers and site leaders. The former First Lady, Mrs. Rosalind Carter, has written a book for caregivers entitled Helping Yourself Help Others. Project Dana is cited in her book, where she briefly explains the Buddhist principle of Dana, the project's services, as well as two volunteer stories. We were very honored and grateful to have Mrs. Carter visit Project Dana in February 1994. The need to provide assistance to the frail elderly has become a concern as people live much longer. Throughout our churches, many congregation members drop off from attendance on Sundays and are very homebound and isolated in hospitals, in care, and or nursing homes. Nationwide, Hawaii tops all other states in life expectancy, with every sixth or seventh person over the age of 60. Furthermore, life expectancy is higher for Japanese and Chinese in comparison to Caucasian, Filipino, and Hawaiians, and more than 90% of the elders live at home. Additionally, more than 50% of those beyond 85 are faced with dementia and memory loss. In closing, Project Dana is trying to reach out with a useful and sensitive program. The universal principle of Dana is our guideline and inspiration. The cornerstone is the manner in which we as volunteers provide the assistance. Reverend Shigenori Makino, who served as a first advisor to Project Dana, states, and I quote, "Dana is the most profound of all joys, that which is found through witnessing and experiencing the joy of others, so that the joy of others becomes one's own joy. Hence, making the joy of others your own joy manifests the true spirit of Dana," unquote. Here is a thank you note from a very frail elder, and he said, "This is the only way at the present time that I can say thank you for Project Dana and people like you, and most of all, for me to meet someone like Rusty. You have brought me the will to live, for without people like you and Project Dana, there would be nothing. Thank you again for everything. I made it writing this note, and my hands finally gave up."